All right, the parade's starting. The parade's starting. Start up the jalopy. Here we go. Here we go.
Wait,
here we go. Yes, we're in the parade. Of course, we didn't put the decorations on this jalopy for nothing.
Because it's Monday.
No, it's the annual Vaderville Flag Day Parade.
Ooh. Well, you know, I love a good Flag Day.
I know, and normally you get it confused and just leave the L out.
Well, that's every other day.
Well, that's because it's in Pride Month.
Ah, how good.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
What's going on, guys? Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Bader, and this is your show,
Larry Bader.
And just welcome. What's going on, guys? So I get there, and y'all, there ain't nobody but Big Fatty and his horror friends there.
Was there any inappropriate touching?
No.
Could there have been?
Big Fatty! Big Fatty!
Oh, Lord.
I'll take that as a
hello. And I put little booties on the cat so they didn't get the floor dirty with their dirty little paws while I was mopping.
And you are fucking retarded.
Oh, what's going on, guys?
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast for Monday, the 14th of June, 2021, in the steamy year of Miss Dolly Hortensia Lavatria Parton. I am your host, the one, the fat, the only, Mr. Larry H. Bader. That's
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Dolly can spell it correctly, V-A-D-E-R, Larry H. Bader. How are you doing? With me is the... Have you put some flour on yourself so you looks like you've been working hard? It's Big Fatty, everyone.
No, I sneezed.
So you sneeze baby powder?
No, I don't know what that is.
Oh, it looks like you just been working around the house all day. So
right.
You know you're just a lady who is very busy.
Yes.
Happy Monday, Big Fatty.
Yes, happy Flag Day.
Happy week where it's not going to rain every day, so the weather says.
Well, that means it'll rain every day.
Right. They haven't gotten it right so far, so I don't really expect them to.
Not at all.
Yeah.
Not at all.
Y'all, so, it has been a raining here in Vaderville.
The rat has set up the cot. He has set up the cot in the First Alert Weather Center.
They were last night. The rat was tweeting about the flash flooding, you know, or whatever.
Mm.
And I was like, I don't know that I'd call it flash flooding. I think I would just call it a continuation of this week where it has rained about 300 inches. And I will say, at the Vader family compound, it never poured except, you know, a couple of times off and on, but mostly it was a slow rain. But I know everyone wasn't that lucky here. So thoughts and prayers to everyone who has been affected by these. Terrible event. So, yeah. Now, how are things over at the villa, Big Fatty?
The villa is just lovely.
Oh,
just
okay.
Lovely. So,
Humidity kept you from your porch time?
No, well, maybe a little from the porch time. But it has not kept me from my appointed rounds on the nipple walk.
Ah, well, fat's going to be fat, so... Yeah.
Well, fat's going to sweat, so I might as well get out there and enjoy it.
Well, that's how you have to look at it, really.
That is correct.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's been a hectic week here, and I talked about it a little bit on the little I have a lot
you
to
know,
say.
You know, just speaking of that, I was on my nipple walk on Sunday, I listened and heard that you had a lot to say about writing code, and I assumed that you were only making that topic known to the only person that I know that listens to this show that understands that, of course, is Miss La 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 Lauren.
Correct. Everything I do is for Miss Lauren or Nessa or occasionally. Miss Bacon.
Dr. Stone. Oh, Miss Bacon.
No, no, she's very busy. You know, she got a new automobile. It's the old gal.
The new old gal. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, so she's been off in the, I don't know, Minnesota's or somewhere this weekend with the children's, the little Bacons or the, well, they're not little. Those are big. Those are some big boys. She's been,
but she's planning on keeping this one for a while because did you hear that she's got the movie screens in the back seat so she can entertain the grandchildren. That's her way of telling the kids, all right, I'm ready for some grandchildren.
Well, she's specifically talking to one because it's the only one that's married or dating. So
it doesn't matter. Yeah. That doesn't mean anything.
Right. Well, that's true. That's true. Just go out and pick some up at the Ralph's or the the Vons.
Yeah, the
Vons Midwest, I guess. But
Vons Midwest. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay. I didn't catch that when she was nattering about it. So I'll have to.
Oh yeah.
I've been very busy. We had some craziness at the coal mine. We had somebody quit this week. So, you know.
Yes. Yes.
Which is fine. I mean, it wasn't a bad thing. It was okay.
No.
Well, wish you well.
It was people. It was an entry level position and you know, those people move on to bigger and better things.
Correct. And you know, I'm just sorry that it took her so long because I don't think she's been happy. So, you know, I was a little taken aback when it happened. I think
did you clutch the pearls and gasp and fall onto the fainting couch?
Well, she was tearing up, so I had to make a really funny joke about someone we all don't like at the coal mine. So,
was it me?
No, but we did then make one about you.
Was it about Tootin'?
No. So the head coal miner said, you know, just like we told Big Fatty, you can come back anytime. And I looked at this person who is leaving and said, and like Big Fatty, you know, he hasn't been back. So, you know, we see how well that worked out.
I've been back a couple of times.
You stuck your head in. You can come work old coal miners weekends.
No,
with us this
I
year.
Am. No. Okay, I'm not coming back to work.
Well, you're the only one. Yeah.
Now, let's just go ahead and address the elephant in the room.
Oh, you haven't gotten that big.
Oh, no. Maybe we'll address that at the end of the show. But anyway, next Sunday, I believe, are you out of town next Sunday?
Yeah, I'm getting back next Sunday because it's Father's Day and all that.
Right.
So I'm going to see the hat. My presence has been requested. Even though I'm flying in at 11 p.m. Saturday night from Wisconsin, Sunday morning I'm going to get up and go hat with them. So, yeah, there is a very good chance there will not be an LFC on time or at all next week. So,
well, I'm leaving town Saturday morning. So
correct. So, and
oh, if there is an LFC, it'll probably be with a guest host.
Right. And I've reached out to a few people who said they might want a guest host. None of them have gotten back to me. So,
okay.
So, and of course I'm leaving town Thursday. So only have a few days to get it all together. So, if I haven't reached out to you, don't be offended. I just, you know, just thought I'd try to keep it light and bring back some old voices. So, I'll keep trying.
Okay.
But yeah, if not, there just won't be a show, and so be it. And we'll get back up when you get
okay,
back.
Okay. Well, you touched on next Sunday being Father's Day.
I need a little vomit sound. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
sorry. You said you touched, and I mean immediately.
Oh,
I just
no. Yeah. It's Father's Day now. What is the Vader family compound normal celebration on Hat Day?
Usually, it just involves some sort of roasted beast for the hat, and you know, a card or two. But I will be helping him set up his new Apple Snack TV. That he's got.
Oh.
So he can set anything else in the world up, but that Apple Snack TV, he just doesn't understand it. So
now let me just tell you something.
Okay.
You'll hear about this on the Big Fatty Show. I set up my new Apple Snack TV yesterday.
Did you also get one so that you could download the Fox Nation app for premium Fox News content? Because that's why he bought it.
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay. I do love my Apple Snack TV, I'm just going to tell you. But yeah, so anyway, we'll keep you posted. I'll put something on the Twitty or whatever. Yeah, that's all I got.
About the Apple Snack TV and the Fox Nation Premium?
Right. Okay. But not about the LFC, no. No.
Okay. So, no.
Yeah. If there isn't going to be one, we'll let you know. Don't worry. I know with everything Apple's got going on with the podcast, if you subscribe that way, you're probably used to your podcast being late anyway. So,
right.
So, yeah.
All right. Well, I have one other, you know, we've got another holiday this week.
Oh, do we? And what holiday would that be?
Yes. On Saturday is Juneteenth.
Oh, okay.
And that was that really came into the news. Was it last year or the year before that it became people? Lots of folks started observing that and everything.
Right.
And I didn't know if I don't know how you do you celebrate? Do you commemorate?
I think it depends. I think that it's. In my case, I think I would feel that it's more appropriate to commemorate, but
okay.
But I think there are some people who celebrate because it's a. Okay. I mean, it symbolizes something fairly substantial in the in the history of this here United States of America.
Right.
Yeah. I feel like I should go to Disney World. Anyway, yeah.
So busy week. We got Flag Day today, Juneteenth on Saturday, and. Orange Hat Day on Sunday. I mean, and then the following Monday, the 21st, it is there are two celebrations that day. Oh. It is the first day of summer. Well, no, there's only one celebration that day. It's the first day of summer. On the 22nd, the celebration is the days start getting shorter again.
Ah, well, you know, I don't necessarily love that day, but I can't imagine that it isn't summer yet, and it's going to get hotter, basically, is all I've got. And I know that it is, because it's really not, like, it's actually not hot today, but, like...
It didn't get out of the 70s today. Yeah,
but the humidity, although it's not as bad as it was. Y'all, I walked outside yesterday morning, probably about 10 a.m.
Mm-hmm. No, ma'am.
Mm-mm.
No, thank ma'am. You.
I basically said... And turned around and walked outside.
Did you slip on it?
Well, on occasion. On occasion.
If nothing else, you stepped, your heel stepped in it or something like that. Yeah,
my stiletto, it did. It did. Mm-hmm. But, well, Big Fatty, I think that's a lot of nattering. And, you know, we don't have any voice letters or e-letters. Oh, I
really? I can't imagine. Yeah. That Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee, or the Laughing Buddha, or Dr. Stone couldn't be bothered. Okay.
Well, Dr. Stone just got his new computer delivered. He blamed Apple for the early delivery, even though it was via the FedEx or the UPS, but whatever, because he's old. He's too busy setting that up and playing with his new orange iMac
the dark blue one.
I thought he got the orange one too. Okay. Well,
no.
Anyway. Okay. Wait a minute. Well,
the orange one too?
That's when I had ordered that I canceled the order because it still wouldn't have shipped. So I'd still be about 12 days out from shipping. So I just decided I would wait. But
goodness, it's time to play this, that, or the other. It's the game where I read a question and give Big Fatty three answers. He has to tell us which one is true.
What? I'm sorry. I'm very discombobulated. I'm looking for the
real... Y'all, Vader started that, and he was like, we're not playing game today.
I was getting ready to start it, but I wasn't really starting it, because then I was going to do the... We're not playing this, that, or the other. We're playing another game that I thought that I had intro music for, but I can't find it. So I guess I don't. Big Fatty, you know, you love the quiz programs.
I love a quiz program.
And so I was, I don't know if I've ever mentioned this. I have an iPod in my car in the console that's hardwired.
Is it an Inappropriate Touch?
It is. It is an iPod Inappropriate Touch, and it's old.
Speaking of Miss Lauren, you know, back in the day, she needed an Inappropriate Touch, and I gave her one.
Honk. So I have an old. I mean, it's like it's actually it's right here, sitting on my desk. It's like the
wheel on it and everything. Okay,
no, it doesn't have the wheel.
No, I know
it doesn't have a wheel, but it's probably the original Inappropriate Touch, maybe the second one. I think it corresponds to the iPhone 3G. If that tells you how old it is, but anyway, I brought it in the house.
We're up to 5G now.
Right, I brought it in the house because I was I keep it in the car plugged in because I have one of those USB ports in my console, and I keep it plugged in if I ever want to listen to music. I don't keep music on my iPhone, but I keep it just filled with music. Well, I was adding some new music to it, which you can technically do over Wi-Fi, but whatever, and it wasn't working, and so I just brought it in and plugged it in, and y'all, I found some music on my Apple Music or my music app or iTunes or whatever. And so I thought we'd play a little game of Big Fat for Big Fatty to guess the name of the program that's playing. Now, there's going to be three theme songs you're going to hear. But then after the third one, after you get the third one wrong, I'm going to ask you a question. And that question is, what do these three songs have in common?
Okay.
Now, but this is not an actor. It's not the network that it was on. It isn't related to really the TV show. Okay? If that makes any sense.
It is or isn't?
It is not. So so just keep that in mind. So we'll start with an easy one. Let's do this.
Let's do it. Okay, well that's the Gay Friends. That's the Will and Grace.
That's correct.
And the Jack and Karen.
Right, mostly the Jack and Karen. That's who we all love, right?
Honey, what's going on here?
Right. So that was the first one. It's Will and Grace. Yeah.
Okay. That's the honky tonk pie-nanner.
All right. So let's go a little bit more difficult here.
Okay. Oh, wow. That's America's favorite zip code. That's the Walnut Hills 90210.
Correct. It surprises me that you know this. It's going to make my joke at the end a lot less funny. So, I do remember staying up late to watch the 90210 when I was in middle school, I guess, or elementary school. I know. You know what? Oh, this is a good one. Let's do this one.
Sometimes the world looks perfect. Nothing to rearrange. Sometimes you just get a feeling like you need some kind of change.
Everyone's yelling it, but they all know this.
This is, I don't know this, but this is something like that Family Ties or it's one of those.
You're in the right era with this one. This one was Perfect Strangers.
Okay, yeah, that's the same thing as Family Ties, all that kind of stuff. They all just kind of ran together.
Right. Okay, well, let's do, I know I said three, but, you know, we've got plenty of time, don't we?
Yeah!
This show never ends. So, let's do another one.
Well, we didn't have any calls or...
Right. Everyone can tap their toes a little bit to these. There were some good music back in the 80s. All right.
Right. I know this one. It's directly from Saint Allegiance. It is Saint Elsewhere.
Correct. I'm shocked that you know these. It's ruined
my life. I like this one.
Perfect Strangers was my jam back in the day.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I really need a mixer. Words you never thought you would hear me say.
No, don't.
Yeah, and so, I guess, oh gosh. And let's do, Let's do one more.
All right.
Of my favorites from the 80s.
Okay, here we go.
Early to rise, early to bed.
Well, you can kiss my grits if you think I don't know this one. This is live from the Mel's Cafe. It is none other than Alice.
Correct.
You know, Beth Howland was on that. I don't know if you knew that.
I don't know that I cared enough to know that, but no. So, yeah, you did good there. You did good.
Yeah.
I got to have a little bit of memory lane nostalgia with that one.
Yeah, there you go.
So, Big Fatty, what do you think all of those have in common? Let's have some background music. While.
This
is it.
This one doesn't have anything in common with them, though.
It does.
Oh. They were all number one shows in their heyday?
Oh, no. It's much simpler than that. This is your CD.
This is my CD.
I was going through the music. And I found an album that's labeled Big Fatty's Disc of TV Theme Songs to Use for the Show.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. So it was. So y'all Big Fatty.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. So Big Fatty has the 100 Greatest TV Theme Song CD set, there in his collection somewhere with his commemorative movie boxes, probably.
No, those are gone. But the CDs are still with us.
Ah.
Well, I got rid of a lot of the CDs, I think. I still have a lot of cassette tapes, though.
Well, of course you do. You play those in your Ford Falcon when you're driving down the road.
No, I don't have a cassette player in Ruby Red. But, you know, what I want to do is I want to...
just buy the music all over again digitally so it sounds
good. No, because some of it is stuff I recorded when I worked at... WDXZ, Dixie 104.5 FM. Excuse me.
Yeah, okay. Well, so you want to digitize some of your legacy.
And I think there's a machine you can get that turns a cassette. You can plug it into like a USB or something.
Oh yeah, I'm sure that there is, but you what you really need is a cassette player with line out. That's all you need because you've got, I mean, there are 1,000 ways to do it with the banjo band and everything. So yeah, that's all you need. But
I don't know.
I know you used to have a big cassette player there.
I know
at the villa or at the
Fat Cave.
Fat Cave. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway. Well, that's exciting. That's exciting. It was going to be, when you didn't know any of them, it was going to be very funny to say it was your disc that I apparently ripped for the original LFC. So now,
well,
in case
you know, and if somebody's going to rip one, it's going to be Vader, y'all.
And what you don't, yeah. And so, yeah, so that's that. And that's not so exciting, but it is what it is. But you know what is exciting?
Yes.
Well, hello, porcupines. We've been waiting for you. It's time to play dead or alive.
All right, Big Betty, let's talk about people who were born today, June 14th, and I'll tell you if they're dead, alive, and of course who they were because I know all of them.
Right, okay. The first one is George O'Dowd.
George O'Dowd. I'm going to go with dead. He is ancient if he's alive. He was the person who hoisted the Blarney Stone to its current location.
Ah, well, you're very in the right area. This person is from Bexley, Kent, England. Better known, George O'Dowd is better known as Boy George.
Ooh, ooh.
So, anyways. There you go. All right. Harry Turtle Dove.
All TD.
Good old Harry Turtle Dove.
So I believe that Harry Turtle Dove is still alive. And course, he was the person who penned the, and this is so easy, I don't know why you even bothered.
Right.
He's the penned the lyrics to the original 12 Days of Christmas.
Just the second day. Harry Turtle Dove, I only chose him for his name. He is alive, and he's an American author. He wrote The Guns of the South, and he lives out there in the City of Angels. How about that?
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you about that.
Do what?
Nothing.
Okay. All right. Marla Gibbs.
Marla Gibbs. I'm possessed. Oh, wait. No, that's Deirdre Gibbs.
Oh.
Marla Gibbs is... Marla Gibbs. She's... As far as I know, she's alive. She's an actress. So...
And we would know her from?
Because I don't... that's a good question. I don't know. I've off the top of my head, nothing I care about.
It's interesting that you gave me a clue earlier. Marla Gibbs played Florence on the Jeffersons.
What does we didn't play the Jeffersons theme song.
You play this, is it? Oh no, that's not.
That's not the Jeffersons. That was One Day at a Time.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Never mind. I don't know why, but I confuse Marla Gibbs with Deirdre Hall. I don't know how I just did that in my head, but I was convinced that it was Marlena on Days of Our Lives. But anyway,
well, now since just one last one,
okay.
Since there's so many holidays this week, I thought I'd throw in a name that is associated with holidays, Burl Ives.
Burl Ives. Well, you know, he did sing a little Krimma Hoot Nanny, I believe he was Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer? I don't remember, but he's obviously dead.
He is indeed dead, and he sang...
Frosty. He was Frosty.
Silver and gold, silver and gold. He was the snowman. The snowman.
He sang a lot of terrible stuff from back then, didn't he? Like, wasn't he?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
He was in Cat on a Hot Tin Roof. I don't know if he was the cat or the hot tin roof. But,
oh, he was definitely the tin roof. Definitely the tin roof.
All right. So, yes.
Speaking of meh, we're trying to get my Palm Springs hoist all nailed down with the dates. But you know, if you think I'm busy, that extra special Chris, y'all, he is soups busy.
Well, soon as you get it done, you better let Aunt and Stevie B.
Stevie B. Yes, I will let them both know. And extra special Chris is super excited about hosting some cookouts and things. So maybe we'll have them over. For a little barbecue.
Does he now live in Palm Springs?
Who?
Somewhat special Chris.
Actually, yes.
I didn't know that.
Yes. He's lived out there for about a year.
I did not know that, so.
Yeah, he moved out there.
Warburg Friday.
Yeah.
Has he been to Hamburger Mary's?
Probably not, because he moved out there in the middle of the pandemic, so...
Oh, okay. You know, that's where my first... Oh! I had one of my first meet and greets was there.
Oh.
Dr. Stone and Nessa came to it.
Oh.
And Tim Corball and Frank from Atlanta!
We're going to name all the people.
Now, earlier I said that... we needed to address the elephant in the room. Would you like to go ahead and run with that topic?
Trust me, the person you're talking about
doesn't run.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
You know, they may have the runs, but
right.
There's no run. Mm-mm.